Good morning, distinguished members of the Presidential Advisory Group on the Economy. Our right honorable speaker, thanks for joining us. Honorable ministers of state, senior government officials, ladies and gentlemen. It is my distinct honor to preside over the inauguration of the members of the Presidential Advisory Group on the Economy, PAGE, and to convene its inaugural meeting this morning. I thank each of you for accepting the call to serve our country at a critical moment in Ghana's economic journey. Your willingness to contribute your time, experience, and intellect to the national cause reflects a deep commitment to public service and to the future of our republic. The mandate of PAGE, as outlined in your letters of appointment and accompanying public release, is both clear and consequential. You are expected to provide strategic counsel on macroeconomic management, fiscal consolidation, debt sustainability, and the coherence between fiscal and monetary policy. You are to advise on structural transformation, industrial development, competitiveness, and export-led growth strategies. PAGE is also charged with offering guidance on sectoral development, private sector expansion, investment mobilization, and sustainable job creation, while supporting the design and implementation of flagship national initiatives, including the 24-hour economy, the accelerated export development program, and other productivity-enhancing reforms. In addition, you are to conduct periodic assessments of Ghana's economic performance, propose policy adjustments where necessary, and contribute expert input to Ghana's economic negotiations and engagement with bilateral and multilateral partners, international financial institutions, and investors. Importantly, PAGE shall report directly to the President, submitting advisory memoranda, briefs, and strategic reviews as and when required. Your counsel is therefore expected to be frank, independent, evidence-based, and anchored in the long-term national interest. PAGE is not new to our governance architecture. It existed under the late President, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, and also during my earlier tenure in office, and it returns today expanded and strengthened to reflect the evolving complexity of our economy. The current PAGE configuration allows us to streamline economic governance by eliminating the overlapping structures, including the former economic management team. My Vice President, who is a member of PAGE, will chair meetings in my absence in accordance with constitutional responsibility. PAGE will operate alongside the Economic Policy Coordinating Committee, EPCC, which is jointly chaired by the Minister for Finance and the Governor of the Bank of Ghana, which remains a critical technical platform. I encourage continued coordination among these bodies to achieve efficiency, coherence, and cost-effective governance. In constituting this group, I was guided by several principles. First, experience and institutional memory. So members of PAGE have served across different administrations, including during my earlier tenure in office. This continuity is important. Experience allows us to sustain what has worked, correct what has failed, and avoid repeating costly mistakes. Second, diversity of expertise and sectoral balance. Members bring expertise and experience spanning fiscal policy, monetary management, capital markets, private enterprise, academia, and the real economy. Third, gender and generational balance. Economic policy must reflect the full breadth of national talent. PAGE reflects a strong representation of women, young professionals, seasoned practitioners, and scholars, including the elderly, whose insights will enrich our deliberations. This breadth is not symbolic, it's strategic. I do not want this committee to misunderstand my optimism in the advice you offer as an endorsement of an easy task ahead. You're all qualified and experienced enough to know that we face a tough road ahead, regardless of the progress we may have chalked up to date. As a nation, we find ourselves again in debt distress after having previously declared HIPC and solemnly assuring ourselves that we will never return to such a position. That experience should have permanently altered our fiscal culture. Unfortunately, instead, we dissipated significant buffers and stabilizers that would have shielded our citizens from the painful domestic debt haircuts that they ultimately had to endure. We must confront this reality honestly. After investing in 3 oil fields and positioning ourselves as an emerging petroleum economy, we allowed policy inconsistency and investor uncertainty to drive existing and potential investors to competing jurisdictions. The result has been a declining trajectory of crude oil output at a time when we should have been consolidating gains and building resilience for the energy transition. Our handling of state-owned enterprises has also been uneven and at times haphazard. Weak governance frameworks, political interference, and inadequate financial discipline undermine institutions that were once engines of stability and credibility. We failed to raise sustainable funding for Cocoa and the Cocoa Board's capacity to syndicate effectively, something it had done successfully since the early 1990s. And this was severely impaired. These are not points of blame, they are lessons in responsibility. Ghana's economic history teaches us humility. We have deepened our capital markets, expanded the range of domestic bond instruments, yet we have also experienced painful setbacks, including debt distress and decline in investor confidence. Our task now is correction, without amnesia, learning from both our success and our failures. I pause here because I want you to be part of the solution and ultimately part of the success story we must now write. Your counsel must help us rebuild credibility, restore fiscal discipline, attract investment, re-anchor expectations, and re-establish Ghana as a serious, predictable, and competitive economy. This is not simply about recovery. It is about institutional reform, structural transformation, and a permanent reset of our economic governance culture. In conclusion, members of PAGE will serve as national priorities and as national priorities and circumstances evolve. Your advice will be sought on major economic milestones, including, amongst others, the national budget, mid-year reviews, monetary policy developments, medium-term plans, and other strategic initiatives. PAGE would meet at least once every quarter, but would also meet in circumstances of emergency. There will be emergency meetings. The Minister of Finance, the Governor of the Bank of Ghana, and the Special Advisor to the President and the Chairman of the NDPC will provide technical support to the work of PAGE. Once again, I thank you for accepting this responsibility. I expect rigorous analysis, constructive disagreements and agreements, and solutions that place Ghana firmly on a path of economic recovery, resilience, and inclusive growth. I wish you well in your deliberations, and in the powers vested in me, declare the Presidential Advisory Group on the Economy duly inaugurated.